Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. A famous author once wrote that nature can be trusted to work her own miracle in the heart of any man whose daily task keeps him alone among her sights, sounds, and silences. That author is none other than Indiana's very own Jean Stratton Porter, a woman whose passion for the natural world left an indelible mark on our state's history. Jean Stratton Porter was born in Wabash County in 1863. She was the youngest of 12 children and spent most of her childhood outdoors and largely unsupervised. Instead of falling into all kinds of trouble, Jean fell in love with nature. It was there in the untamed wilderness outside her back door where she began to teach herself all about the plants and wildlife that surrounded her. After she married and had her only child, Jean would move near a unique natural setting that would become her life's passion and literary muse. Her life near Limberlost Swamp in Adams County was where Jean Stratton Porter would experience a kind of metamorphosis from mother and housewife to naturalist extraordinaire. The vanishing wetlands of northeastern Indiana served to motivate her novels, essays, photography, and movies. Two of her best-known works, Freckles and A Girl of the Limberlost, were set in the very swamp that inspired her entire life's work. Jean Stratton Porter is admired not only for her successful career, but for her beliefs in conserving the land and the biodiversity that needs it to survive. Indiana is indeed fortunate to have such a daughter.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about Jean Stratton Porter, her work, and her love of nature is available at nature.org/Indiana.